Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, help your employees plan for their retirement with the Zurich Master Trust. Talk to Zurich or a financial broker today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
At today's Rock This Transport Committee, the chief executive of Dublin Bus warned that the private car is the biggest barrier to faster and more reliable bus services. Billy Han told members that it can take up to 29 minutes to travel just 10 kilometres in Dublin. He suggested that a line of cars with an average of just one occupant each can delay a bus with 85 people on board. We're joined now by Brian Caulfield, who's professor in transportation at Trinity College Dublin. And Brian, you're welcome. Do you agree with what Billy Han has had to say?
I do. I suppose all the data stacks up to back up what he says. He's the one that's operating the very large fleet of Dublin buses that we have across the city. He sees the real-time travel information on all of these buses. So he's probably the best person, the best placed person. But yes, he's right. Like, you know, 10, what was it, almost a half an hour to do 10 kilometres. That's crazy.
Mm. Do you think buses then maybe should have different timetables on different days because of varying traffic to make it more reliable?
I would say perhaps it's maybe better to maybe remove the traffic and enable the buses to which are the workhorse of the city, to bring people into the city, bring people around the city in a more effective and efficient way. And I suppose that is what he was saying today, and that kind of backs up what's in Bus Connects and in the Dublin City Transport Plan.
We were talking about this at the beginning of the programme, and we've already got lots of texts in about the reliability of the bus service and that being a problem when it comes to removing cars, because people feel they can't rely on the bus service and therefore they use their cars.
Yeah, and I suppose the bus service is, it's kind of a chicken egg.
Isn't it?
Thing,
yeah, yeah.
In that the buses are holding up the cars, or vice versa. We rarely hear people coming in and complaining about the reliability of the Lewis. And that's because the Lewis has priority of way. And if the buses have the same type of priority that the Lewis has, I would imagine those complaints would start to dissipate.
They have bus lanes though, don't they?
They do have bus lanes, but there's mixed traffic in certain points. There's different pinch points where the bus lanes aren't observed. So there's a myriad of kind of instances whereby in which the bus then gets blocked. And then that when you block one bus and one bus then doesn't meet its timetable, it then has a kind of a cascade effect onto the rest of the network. And that's why we see these things like, you know, unreliability, ghost buses, all of these things.
Yeah, well, explain to me the ghost buses, because I don't understand. And for people who aren't aware of what this is, it's where you can see on the little screen that a bus is due to arrive in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it might be. And next thing, the bus just disappears. It never arrives. It falls off the screen. It has disappeared. How does that happen? And how do you put that down to private traffic, for example?
So that could be because the bus has already passed, or it's outside of its schedule. It's outside of the window at which it was due to arrive at the bus stop. And that's because of delays of the bus, or the bus is going above schedule, then, you know, that the bus has already passed and the real time hasn't kept up to date. I do think that's one of the things in which Dublin Bus and the NTA have looked at. From anecdotal evidence, it has improved. But again, with this more reliability, with more punctuality in the bus service, that should start to improve.
So how does this, where does this all go then, Brian? If realistically the bus service, if we take what the chief of Dublin Bus is saying as read, which is that the bus service can't operate properly because of the amount of cars, but people in their cars would go mad at the thought of getting out of their cars because they say the bus service doesn't operate properly, and we're in an election year at the moment. But even if we weren't in an election year, the political will to force people out of their cars just doesn't really seem to be there. So does that mean we're doomed to never have a reliable bus service?
Hopefully not. I'll be a little bit more optimistic than that. So if we go back in time, it was about 30 years ago the last time we did something like this. We introduced 11 quality bus corridors right across the city. Back then, we had a population of less than a million people. Now we've got 1.3 million people. When we brought in these quality bus corridors, some of the corridors, say Stillorgan, saw a 250% increase in patronage. That's because the travel time decreased. So that's, I suppose, the two of them are going to have to come in sync with each other. In order to ensure that the amount of money that we're spending on Bus Connects is well spent, and that we get the patronage that we need in order to justify it.
And do you think that would solve the problem for this listener who has texted to say, I have free travel being older. However, if I want to go into town to a play starting at 7:30, the bus I have to get is at 5:30 as my bus is only run every hour and 6:30 is too late. The return journey, one would normally miss the bus home and end up waiting for almost an hour, elderly and alone, so I've no option but use a car.
In that case there, you would, as part of Bus Connects, what's baked into that plan is that there are more frequent services. I'm not sure where that listener is texting in from. But you would hope that as part of the plan and as part of the billions that they're spending on it, that instances like that will start to be mitigated. But there will always be need for certain people to get into the city by car. And in some cases, that will be the way it happens.
OK. Interesting to speak to you. Interested to hear from our listeners. 51551, Brian Caulfield. Thank you very much.